Good morning and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet and I'm here in the studio with Laurent Landis and the late Patty Fink. And our guest today is Melissa Grove. She is the Executive Director of Legacy Counseling Center. Welcome, Melissa.
Good morning.
It's always wonderful to have you here.
Yeah, welcome back. It's been a long time since you've been on.
Yes, it has. I'm glad to be here.
This is the first time that you're on that we're videoing it. And
oh, I did not know that.
That's why we're sitting at this lovely table.
I get it now.
And but I definitely dressed for radio.
I was going to say, I dressed for radio.
Yeah.
Hair and makeup for radio, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I need to not move because
your butt squeaks today.
Yeah.
It does. It didn't do that
That's
last
not
week,
news.
2 weeks ago.
WD-40 needed in the house.
WD-39 is all we can afford.
Okay, we have Melissa on because Legacy, and she's come to talk about Legacy lots and lots of times. Legacy Counseling Center is one of the AIDS organizations. When you find out you're HIV positive, one of the things that Parkland Hospital does, Resource Center does, AIDS Arms does, wherever you're tested, they usually send you to Legacy. And the reason that they do is you might not need long counseling session, but they want to make sure you're okay. And so a lot of the people that go to Legacy go 1, 2, 3, 4 times. Other people go longer. But it's to make sure you know how to access your all the medical stuff that you need and all of the other stuff that's available in the community. And Legacy is real good about sitting down and saying, used to be, do you have everything in order? Do you have all? But it isn't that way anymore. And it's here's what you can access that can help you through your journey with HIV.
Or just to even tell someone who's totally uneducated about HIV/AIDS, this is not necessarily a death sentence.
Well, and people still do think it is, of course. So Legacy was doing that then in 1995, 6?
We opened in 1989. In fact, next year is our 25-year anniversary.
But the cottage...
Yes. Well, you know, we do counseling, individual, family, couple, and group counseling. We also have a substance abuse treatment program with an intensive outpatient program and a supportive program, aftercare, and individual substance abuse treatment. Everyone we serve is HIV positive. Now, occasionally we'll see a mother of someone who's very distressed, or occasionally we'll see a negative partner. But on the whole, everybody we serve is positive. So we do deal with practical things like you mentioned, but really it's a therapist, like any other therapist you would see, with an added level of knowledge and education on HIV and GLBT issues. Mm-hmm. Because there's still so much bias in the community on both of those issues. If you send someone to any other counseling agency, who knows what they're going to say to them, and I have all sorts of horror stories about that. But we're a safe place. We have highly educated therapists who really understand and care and know the struggles that people who are positive are dealing with. But as you mentioned, David, in the early days, we would call our clients to say, are you coming in for a therapy session? They'd be too sick to leave their homes. Mm-hmm. So we would drive to their homes. They'd be laying there alone, dying without care. Mm-hmm. And the hospitals wouldn't keep them. The nursing homes wouldn't take them. Their families had abandoned them. This is in the early, early days. Mm-hmm. So we thought, this is ridiculous. So we opened Legacy Founders Cottage, which is a 7-bedroom home in Oak Cliff for critically ill and terminally ill AIDS patients. Mm-hmm. So in the early days, everybody we saw had 6 months or less to live. Now it's so exciting with all the medications. People are living better. They're living longer. And I've seen people go from 2 T cells to moving out and being perfectly healthy. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing.
So what was a hospice where people went to die has become a place where the hospital doesn't know what to do with them anymore. They're not quite well enough to go home, and you make them good again.
Well, one really disturbing thing I've noticed is a lot of hospitals refer me someone and tell me that they're terminal. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, this kid is 24. Has he even been tried on HIV meds? They'll say, no, I don't think so.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's terrible. And so we'll say,
That happens today?
That happens today. So
wow.
We say, you know what, why don't you just forget the hospice referral, send them to us, then we get them to Parkland or Trinity or one of these places, AIDS Health Foundation, one of these places that don't worry so much about the insurance piece. They get them in there. They get them on medications. 2 months later, the guy's moving out into his own place, getting a job again.
Mm-hmm.
So really, it's amazing what we're able to do. I mean, I know we're saving lives down there, right and left. So one of our newest challenges is that we're getting people better and have no place to put them.
So we were talking before the show, and we were saying to you, so maybe it would be better if you didn't make them better.
Well, I think they would beg to differ, David. I think people prefer to be better.
That was a David line.
Was a David line. You know,
she created this whole new problem for herself.
I did.
Okay, people are better now, and what are we going to do with them? So now she has this whole new thing that she has to do.
Okay, here's the answer. Move in with David.
Okay, that's our new housing program at Legacy.
The David Squeaky Butt has
the David Squeaky program. We had so many people getting better at the cottage, which is amazing, but the problem is that they need to move out so I can free up a bed for someone who is sick, who seriously needs our help, you know. So we started trying to find placements in the community, and the information is very diluted about what's out there. You call 211, it's not always very accurate, it's very confusing. So we wrote a grant, and we received the grant to start homebaseforhousing.org. Home base, like you play baseball and you run around, you get to homebaseforhousing.org. This website is amazing, if I do say so myself. Any person, it's not HIV branded. That was important to me because there's only four housing options in North Texas if you're positive, specifically for that.
Aid Services Dallas.
Aid Services of Dallas, but they have a 2 or 3 year waiting list.
And Legacy Samaritan Founders, House over in Fort Worth.
Well, that's Fort Worth. That's a whole other situation. But in the North Texas, Dallas eligible area, you have Legacy Founders Cottage if you're terminally ill or critically ill. My Second Chance if you're a woman recovering from substance abuse. ASD and HOPWA vouchers. That's it. Well, there are 40,000 positive people in the North Texas area. That's not enough to cope with the needs of that many people.
Why not? Aid Services must have 200-300 apartments.
Full. It's very tricky to get in there. Now, sometimes they'll have a specialty program and they need a family.
The math works. Don Mason has over at Aid Services Dallas. Is it 300 units?
How many? About 300
units. It's about 300 units, and there are 40,000 people with HIV. These numbers work for me.
See, this is David math. This is squeaky David math.
It is squeaky. Very squeaky.
Squeaky math.
So what we did is with this wonderful website, and I encourage everybody to go play with it because you can put your situation in, click a button, and it says, here are the programs that meet your needs. It's amazing. It's so good, and it's not me, it's my team. We've got some fantastic people working at Legacy. But the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance and all of the other housing agencies now turn to our site as the go-to site.
So this website helps people find affordable housing.
Yes, it lists out all the programs, and it's constantly expanding. It's got the Dallas Housing Authority vacancy list. It's got all sorts of resources if you're getting late on your rent, if you need an emergency shelter, if you need a domestic violence shelter. It's got it all.
You're like Grand Central.
I know it. But, today, the reason why that was important to me is because today's homeless person is tomorrow's positive person.
Yes.
So we are trying to head people. Stable housing is so key. If you don't have housing, how are you going to be expected to take your HIV meds when you're struggling to figure out where you're sleeping that night? So that's one of the reasons it's very important to us to make sure that people who are positive have access to housing. But it's also a preventative message.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. That if you're positive, that would make you eligible for disability. And if you're disability, you get some type of benefits with that.
A lot of people on disability are living on $640 a month.
Oh.
That's pretty challenging.
That is challenging.
When it's very difficult to find an apartment under $400 or $500,
Next you're going to say they need food.
That was last year's challenge.
They get $600. They're going to spend $550 of it on rent. $50 for food.
What about medicines? What about transportation? A lot of other things go into it.
Squeaky math.
I know you're a trust fund baby, and you're so wealthy every day. You just spend your family's millions. But, the regular folks, they don't have the benefits you've had, David.
Right. So why don't they just go and ask their parents for the money?
Yes, you'd be surprised how many parents are not multimillionaires like yours.
Multimillionaires.
What was the other line? There were several lines like that from the campaign.
The trees of the right height? The trees of the right height? I thought you were doing the Romneyism.
Yes, I am.
I don't remember that one.
He went to Michigan. Yeah. He talked about the trees of the
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That one sticks out for me.
Well, not all parents are rich. Some parents have abandoned their children.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, and, you know, I think if we all look around and think, how many of us, if we got sick for 3 months in the hospital, how many of us would even have a home to live in? Mm-hmm. So this kind of brings us to our next program. That was Home Base for Housing was last year's challenge, and it almost killed us, but we pulled it off, and it's beautiful, and I'm so proud of our team, Helena Davidson, Jenny Sherboneau, Brooke Nickerson. They put that together. Fantastic.
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
Are you able to get, like, data from other programs to load into your...
Oh, the whole thing is nothing but other programs.
Really? So
absolutely.
Everybody's contributing what they know.
Well, we had a team of people go out and meet one-on-one with pretty much every program in town and get the information. And then what we do is we keep it up and make sure it's accurate, because grants can change, programs can shift, mm-hmm. and the regular housing community has been very impressed with this site. So I think it's really a fun site to just go play on. There's a really beautiful video that our very own Michael Whiteside put together. It's the only slick thing. I don't spend money on anything at Legacy. I'm very cost efficient. But he put together a very slick and beautiful video on the front page. So check that out. It's got some great dance music and, you know, reminds me of Red Party, which I guess we'll be talking about in just a minute. But anyway, so that was last year's challenge. Here's what we're doing this year. We did such a great job with Home Base for Housing. We received, drum roll please, I have not announced this publicly. I'm announcing it right here. I don't even want to say what he is marking his approval with.
It's my squeaky butt.
He's giving me the squeaky approval. We received a grant through the City of Dallas, through HOPWA, through HUD, through blah, 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 for 24 apartments for people living with HIV and AIDS.
Wow.
So, it's called Legacy Master Leasing. I guess I could have thought of a more clever name. I didn't have time. We've had a very short turnaround to turn this program around, but basically, we are renting 24 apartments from two or three different locations in Oak Cliff. It's a scattered site housing program, which means not everybody's in one place. Mm-hmm. They're spread out. So we rent 24 apartments. We sublet them to people. And it's not a housing program. I like to call it a self-sustainability program. For example, I'm going to give you an example of a sample person we would be serving. Someone who got sick in the hospital for 3 or 4 months. When you don't go to work for 3 or 4 months, they tend to let you go. When you don't pay your rent for 3 or 4 months, they tend to put your things on the sidewalk. So these people come to our cottage, for example, and they have literally nothing, and they're sick and dying. And even when you get out of the hospital, you're not better. You're just not bad enough to be in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So we will nurse you back to health at Legacy Founders Cottage. But now you're well, but you don't have any income. It takes 6 months to get on disability at the minimum. What am I going to do with you? Well, you are considered literally homeless because you're coming out of a transitional care center. So that is the sort of person. They must be positive. They must be extremely low income. A lot of people have zero. And for our program, they have to be ready and willing and able to comply with a lot of rules, because this is not sitting around eating bonbons, as I like to say. They have to receive weekly counseling for mental health and substance abuse. They have to put together a plan with their case manager, their housing case manager. How am I going to, I call it an escape route. How am I going to get out of poverty? How am I going to get out of being dependent on the system? What am I going to do? So for some people, that could be straight to going back to the job they had before they got sick. Mm. Other people may be going to school to get the skills they need to get a job. Some could be, doing part-time work, part-time school. Some may need computer classes. Some may need GED. Every person is completely different and unique. So our new housing case manager will be sitting down with them, figuring that out, putting together a plan, and then they will be required to be carrying this out in a prompt, busy manner. David will tell you, I'm there 12 hours a day at Legacy. I'm working hard. Everybody who works for Legacy is working hard. We expect our clients to be working hard, too, to get themselves into the best place. Because what I say to people is, we don't know how long HIV will be defined for disability. Mm-hmm. People get on disability with
it's
HIV.
It's harder to get disability with HIV now.
Oh, absolutely.
They've changed the rules.
Yes. Well, it used to be if you had an opportunist infection, you were in the hospital for a few months, okay, now you could probably get disability. No, it's gotten a lot harder to get on. Mm-hmm. And I have to wonder if somebody's very sick and does qualify, when they get better with meds, at some point they're going to probably change the definition, mm-hmm. or rework it for positive people, and they may not get those benefits.
Maybe they're rehabilitated.
Well, the problem is if you lose your disability and then you get sick again, you've got to wait another 6 months. Yeah. That could be 6 months before you have the medicines you need to stay alive. Mm-hmm. So that's a problem.
I want to talk about that. We need to go to break, but when we come back, what happens to those who get released because they're physically better, but how are they affording to continue to take the drugs? And we'll talk about that more when we come back.
KNON and Beyond Bows and Arrows' 5th ever benefit powwow is coming Saturday, October 5th. It's a free admission powwow with raffles, auctions, Indian food, arts and crafts, as well as raffle dances and spot dances. Vendor space is available. The 5th ever KNON benefit powwow takes place at Four Winds Park, located at 5380 East Highway 199 in Springtown, Texas. MCs for the powwow will be KNON's own Albert O. Crow and Harold Rogers. All drums and princesses are welcome. Vendor setup is at noon. Gourd dance starts at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. A free supper break from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. and intertribal dancing from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. For vendor space or more information on the powwow, call 972-835-1590. Once again, 972-835-1590. Come experience a traditional old-style benefit powwow Saturday, October 5th.
The Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, and familial status. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance. The only way to stop housing discrimination is to report it. HUD.gov/fairhousing or 1-800-669-9777. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
This is Kimberly Truex of the GLBT Wedding Expo, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
And this is Lambda Weekly, the oldest, longest-running gay and lesbian radio show on the air anywhere. I'm Dave Taffet. I'm here in the studio with the late Patty Fink, with Lauren Landis, and our guest is Melissa Grove from Legacy Counseling Center. She's the one who keeps me sane.
But not squeaky, right?
I will not be responsible for your mental health, David.
I just want to take a moment and wish a very, very happy birthday to my partner, Aaron's mom, Mary. Happy birthday, Mary. I love you, and I hope you have a glorious day. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
When Melissa, she's not responsible for my mental health, when she was starting out in counseling, she was known as the Sarah Palin of counseling because, explain.
Oh, well, just in my earliest career, when I was 23, I was all ambition and no knowledge back then, and so I called myself the Sarah Palin of mental health back then.
You betcha.
I didn't know what I was doing, but I was going to take on the biggest job I could. I was running a 63-bed psychiatric ward at 23.
Mm.
Yeah, but I figured it out. I ended up doing a good job with it, and here we are a couple of years later. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's enough to turn you into a Sarah Palin.
It was a pretty crazy situation, but I think after that, I think it tuned me to a higher level of stress and being able to deal with a lot of different things at once.
Now, Melissa runs Legacy Counseling Center. Legacy is about to turn 25 years old. It's the counseling center of first resort for people in the HIV, gay and lesbian and HIV community. Not gay and lesbian community, and the gay and lesbian HIV community.
Yes, did you know we are the largest counseling center in the South for people with HIV?
Really?
Wow.
We also have the largest HIV-positive women's program, mm-hmm. conference. We do a conference every spring. We had 183 positive women, women there. And this year we're on target to have 200 positive women.
Hmm.
So I'm always looking for volunteers if that's of interest. Of course, that goes without saying. if anyone is interested in getting involved with Legacy, you can just email me at melissa@legacycounseling.org. Lots of great volunteer opportunities on our website already.
Right. So if you'd like to be a counselor, doesn't matter that you don't know the first thing about counseling.
Well, that's not true. We have no turnover. No one leaves Legacy. It's kind of like the mafia. But we have, it really is, because most of our therapists have been there back from when Oaklawn Community mm-hmm. Services closed. We have a great sustainability. Everybody stays. If anything, we add new people. But this year, in a month or two, we're going to hit 5,000 individual therapy sessions this year alone.
Hmm. Wow, that's a lot.
So I think I'm going to go get a bunch of balloons and hand it to the 5,000th person or the 5,000th session.
There you go.
I got to do something with that because that's pretty cool, I think.
Go ahead.
Especially since you have so many maid counselors.
Yes. We used to see 60 clients in a year, and now we see almost 40 or 50 new clients a month.
That's amazing.
A month. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
Well, and I know part of it really is from places like Parkland and from the county. Because I was talking to somebody over at the county about one story, and they were telling me, I was asking what their procedure was, and it was, counseling when you get your HIV, some information about services that are available. They make an appointment at Legacy, and that was just a standard thing that they do now. And like I said at the beginning of the show, sometimes it's just a one-time appointment just to make sure you're okay.
It's great to have kind of a base of support. So when you're dealing with the shock of a new diagnosis, mm-hmm. you have someone who isn't your family or isn't your friends that you can really express anything to. Mm-hmm. Therapy is great. It's a great way for you to really make the most of whatever. If you're in the gutter, it's great. If you're at the top of your game, it's great. I always, when people say, oh, I don't need counseling, I say, well, movie stars and athletes get counseling. Why shouldn't you? You seem to have a few other things on your plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for a lot of people, it's just a wonderful way to cope and deal with your demons, and then you don't have to deal with them anymore. It's really fantastic.
The way I get mine is we have Candy Markham in 4 times a year, and she deals with all of my mental problems then.
Right. It doesn't even scratch the surface.
No,
Candy knows
barely,
this, I think.
Barely.
David, you need more than 4 times a year,
yeah.
I would say. Weekly.
Just before the break, I'd ask you about the medication. What happens when you get people healthy enough to at least leave the center? But what happens as far as the drugs? Are you all still providing the drugs?
Well, Legacy doesn't provide the drugs, but we do link clients with the appropriate places where they can get their medication needs met. And so luckily, we still have great access to medications. That should not be the reason people are not taking their medicines. To me, taking your if you're not taking the one pill you need to swallow a day to stay alive, that is a therapeutic issue. And I won't beat this horse, but I will say this. People need to, the latest trend with HIV is getting on medications a lot sooner than before. We used to delay it in the past because we wanted people to have enough options to last their whole life. But now the new thinking is the virus is wreaking havoc from day one, so you need to get on medications as soon as possible. Even with people with undetectable viral loads, they can have HAND, which is HIV-associated neurological disorders. Hmm. So even if you're undetectable, it can have cognitive repercussions. So I won't get deep all into that, because I know we're mainly talking about our housing programs today, but the average therapist is going to know that.
Another reason, though, that they're starting drugs earlier is they're not as toxic as they were 15 years ago.
Yes, the medicines are really getting so... I mean, in my early days, I've been around for 22 years with Legacy, and we barely had AZT back in those days. Mm-hmm. The medicines now are amazing, and there's so many exciting medicines coming out all the time. And so when people get their diagnosis, sometimes they want to put their head in the sand, but that is not the thing to do. The thing to do is to deal with it up front, because you're going to be a lot better off in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
So, but back to what you were saying, we will ensure people are linked to the proper services and to the proper access to medications. That's all going to be part of their care plan under master leasing. So they have to do a lot of things to stay in the program. They have to be very active, moving forward. And then we're trying to take people to self-sustainability within a year. So maybe one of their goals is to save up money for their own place, maybe for a car. maybe finish out their education, you know, whatever. But we're going to be working with them to get them as self-sustainable as quick as possible.
But some of those are going to take a little longer. Like an education isn't necessarily a one-year project.
Well, right now the grant is for a year. Mm-hmm. There's a possibility we could have two more additional one-year renewals. But, mm-hmm. you know, with the government and with money, there's no guarantees.
Sure.
So we're telling clients 1 year, you better get on it because I can't promise you. But this is where I'm going to ask the community for some help. I had to put this grant together very quickly with our team. We got the grant. The grant provides for a little bit of a furniture in the apartments, the deposit, the rent. But I forgot about things like pillows, towels, plates,
dishes,
knives, forks, toilet paper.
That was going to be my question. Do they come furnished, or is there something that we can
bring
stuff by?
Patty, I'm glad you asked that. We are doing something really fun. I'm great at making up names, which is why I can't understand how I did so poorly calling it Legacy Master Leasing. But we are having a thing next
Saturday. I
love
the name. Okay.
A thing.
That's right.
Which is Melissa is having a thing.
Which
a
is
thing.
Separate and distinct from a thingy.
A thingy,
Melissa,
yes.
I'm making notes for myself.
Please
so
do. The thing
Melissa
is next Saturday.
A thing.
I told you I was good at names. No.
That is a good name.
Next Saturday from 9 to noon, so Saturday, September 28th, from 9 to noon, we're having our Ready, Set, Home drive. Household drive. So you can look through your stuff, and you guys know you all have a bunch of junk laying around the house. Extra towels, extra sheets, extra plates, kitchenware. You've got all those hotel soaps you've been gathering all these years for goodness knows what reason. So what we are asking is next Saturday between 9 and noon, and closer to 9 the better for my sake, but that's just me being selfish. You can come anytime. You can come and drop off your items at McKinney, and it's one block south of McKinney and Fitchew. It's Legacy Counseling Center's parking lot. 4054 McKinney Avenue on the corner of Cole Park. Information's at our website, legacycounseling.org. And this is fun. The Booker T. Washington Dance Division is going to be there to help receive the donations, give you a donation receipt, and sort out all the items. Isn't that fun?
Oh, that's great.
It's great to get the kids involved because 13 to 24-year-olds are one of the fastest-growing populations of HIV-positive new infections. Mm-hmm. So I'm really thrilled that they're coming out and supporting us, going to help us get it all organized. I think they'll bring a real fun energy. And then here's the second part of this thing. So we'll have people drop stuff off. We are preparing this weekend, next weekend, 8 apartments for people to move in. Mm-hmm. I have to have 24 apartments by the end of the year. Okay? So one thing at a time. This is a lot to take on. We're screening the clients as we speak. We're getting the program set up. But now we have to get the apartments ready. So we have 8 teams already formed. And we're going to say, ready, set, home. And at 9 on the dot, they're going to get an envelope with a map and a key and the apartment number. And then they're going to race to their apartments with things they've gathered in advance. They'll be able to shop from whatever people have donated that day between 9 and noon. And they have all weekend to get their apartment ready for a person who is homeless with HIV to move into probably by Wednesday of the next week.
Wow.
Pretty quick, yeah. This is a fast turnaround. So I really, really could use the help with this. So,
I mean, home interior skills would be great. You can
imagine absolutely.
That in our community.
Oh, wait, and here's the best part. I don't think you've heard of this part.
Yes, the best part is that on Monday, and this is another thing I'd love to, on Monday, September 30th, from 6 to 9, we would love to invite everyone to Lockhart Smokehouse in Bishop Arts District, where we're having our announcement party. And guess who one of our judges is? Our very own David Tappet, Kukling Award winner, mm-hmm. and the man you've been listening to today. He's one of our judges.
Squeaky Butt is going to
judge. Squeaky
Butt is going to judge.
Now, what I'm judging, there are two teams of judges. One team of judges is judging how lovely the place is, like looking at the decor
the
here
flair.
In the studio
That's the flair
and saying,
team.
Mm-hmm. Yes, obviously gay people did not decorate the studio.
That's Cynthia Smoot from Oso Cynthia and Leanne Locken from Walker Texas Ranger in the new You Show. They're the ones who are the flair judges. David is what we call a function judge.
Because I get to judge whether or not the vacuum cleaner works.
He's going to go through the apartment with a checklist, and every item that's in the apartment gets a point. And certain things like microwaves and vacuum cleaners have bonus points, the things that are harder to get. So David and his team, Judge Chris Wilmoth is going to be one of the function judges. And we've also got Justin Anderson, who works for Asset Management Company. He's going to be one of the judges. So they'll be going apartment to apartment to count and look and see.
And we'll be going together?
Yes.
Okay.
So you'll attack the apartments quickly. And then they're going to meet us all over at Lockhart Smokehouse Monday night at 6. And even if you don't donate or do anything, we'd love to see you down at Lockhart. It's going to be a lot of fun. Lockhart is contributing. They're going to have a cocktail called the Home Sweet Home. Now, don't ask me what's in it yet. I don't know. But it will be a lovely cocktail, and they're donating the proceeds from that night to Legacy. And if you haven't had their barbecue, it is really good.
And I will be having That's cocktails.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Have you warned Chris Wilmoth and Justin that they're going to be serving with...
Serving is right.
With David?
Like
with
a prison David. Sentence. They'll be serving with David.
And I'm always delighted to serve.
Clearly.
I will say this, is that while we have all the teams set for this coming weekend, we will be doing, the best part is, I didn't even say this, they're competing for a wine tasting from at their home, at Premier Wines at Plano is donating a wine tasting for 20 for the winning team.
Wow, that's big.
And so
that's
this
really
first
big.
Go around, there's going to be a lot of competition, mm-hmm. but the second one, which I believe is going to be November 2nd, mm-hmm. I'm still looking for teams, so if you have a social group or a church group or just you and a bunch of your friends want to take that on, you can form a team, gather the things in advance if you like. You can buy them, you can get them donated, whatever you want to do, and you'll be able to go through our storage unit, take whatever was donated from this drive. I hope to have only one of these drives because it's a lot of work, and we have a lot to do at Legacy. So hopefully the community will really come out and bring a lot of stuff for apartments.
Okay, so
and there is a list on our website if you don't know what you need to live in an apartment.
Okay, so this is what I was going to ask. Some people work on Saturday mornings, but they're going to want to donate. Is there any other way that they can donate?
Okay. What I will say is if they email me at melissa@legacycounseling.com, mm-hmm. I will do everything I can. Yeah. You know I'm trying to be very flexible.
And I know that, and I'm not trying to make it more difficult for you.
Ideally, it would be great 9 to noon mm-hmm. because we don't have a lot of space up at Legacy. We mm-hmm. maximize our space is very limited right. up at Legacy. Every office is full of a therapist every hour, so we literally don't have any space up at the office. But U-Haul has come in as a corporate sponsor to donate the trucks and the rental space. Isn't that fun?
Oh, okay. Oh, so wonderful. You'll be donating and putting it directly into the trucks, huh?
Yes. That day, initially the school is going to be laying everything out so the teams can come back. And whatever they're missing, they can take it from that and take it back to the apartment.
Yeah. Now, what if you're missing certain items? Like you get lots Ooh. And lots of sheets and you get no,
yeah.
you know, whatever.
I'm going to be, I would love everybody to join the Legacy Facebook page mm-hmm. because I'm going to be posting specific needs on that. And, of course, this goes without saying, if someone would like to make a donation and note on their check or on their donation that it is for the master leasing program, we can create a fund that if someone doesn't have toothpaste, I can go get toothpaste with that funding.
I'm even thinking something like, you have how many apartments? 24.
Well, we're ultimately going to have 24, yes.
Okay, so you might get 15 microwaves and still have a need for another 36.
Yes.
It's squeaky math again.
But you might not get 24
Absolutely,
microwaves.
Yes, right.
You might not get 24 vacuum
won't.
Cleaners.
Yes, you're right.
And you might have far too many sheets, extras you can always get rid of. So you'll be letting us know what
I'll be posting it on our Facebook,
yeah,
what our
yeah,
needs
yeah.
are.
Okay.
And if somebody wants to go to Target and get a gift card and contribute that, they can bring it to me directly up at Legacy from 9 to noon on Saturday. Or frankly, you could always mail those to Attention Melissa Grove, and I'll make sure we save those for emergency needs for the clients.
Right.
So it's going to be pretty fun. So Saturday the 28th is a huge day because from 9 to noon we're doing the drive. And then the teams are going out and decorating. But Saturday night is Red Party. I'm so
party
excited.
Time.
So how much do you guys know about Red Party?
I know everything about it.
Well, then why don't you tell us?
The Red Party starts at 7,
8 o'clock.
It's at the Fig.
Fashion Industry Gallery. That is correct. What is it, David? David, what is it? Tell us more about what will be happening.
Joe Gautreaux, who is a DJ from, is he from New Orleans, I believe?
Oh, he's all over the place.
But I think that's where he's from, either there or Fort
Lauderdale. He's a very hot DJ national. He plays all over the place.
Yeah, he's going to be performing.
And who is our main star that's performing?
I don't know. I'm not going to be there.
But you know, you already knew. You already knew. Do you know?
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, I do know.
Okay.
I do know.
Okay, let's hear it.
Kimberly Caldwell.
Kimberly Caldwell from American Idol fame, but also from the Pride parades. She's been in. She's been all over the nation performing at Pride celebrations. She's got so many fantastic songs. Red Party, okay, they are a wonderful group of guys and gals who put together this fabulous event. It's very splashy. It's very fun. It's pretty wild. It starts at 8 o'clock next Saturday, the 28th. Go to redpartydallas.org. You will really see a lot about this event. It is really fun.
Mm-hmm. I think tickets are $40. Sponsor tickets are $100.
Exactly.
And
he does know things.
See, I do know things. And LaRon and Patty are both looking at me like,
Now, if you would like...
We're shocked to tell you.
So,
I'm just trying to be a functional judge, you know?
The Red Party tickets include cocktails from Hudson Ferris. They have fabulous cocktails. It is a really fun party. Mm-hmm. The performances by Kimberly Caldwell. You and I both know a lot of people whose bar tabs are over $40 almost every night. This is a great deal for, you know, to come in and have a completely wraparound fantastic evening.
Although the ones who have more than $40 bar tabs every night who have HIV.
They can come to our substance abuse program. That is true.
I refer them to Legacy.
That is true.
You are listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and with LaRon Landis. Our guest today is Melissa Grove, the Executive Director of Legacy Counseling Center and the homebase for housing.org.
And Legacy Counseling. Oh, one quick thing. If you want discount tickets to Red Party, BJ's in Excess is the one place that you can get a reduced ticket on this Thursday from, I think it's 7 to midnight. They have drink specials, and they're also doing
discount. You have to bring a Dr.
tickets.
Pepper can?
You don't have to bring a Dr. This is not the State Fair of Texas.
Or Six Flags.
Although there are a lot of rides and fun things going on there. But anyway, basically, if you go there...
And bring a pillow.
No pillows are required. You bring that to the drive. I didn't put pillows on the list. Somebody please bring pillows. Otherwise, people have no pillows. But you can come to BJ's this Thursday, and they're also giving away two free VIP tickets. So you can get discount tickets if you don't win, but you might win two VIP tickets this Thursday. Isn't that fun?
And we'll be back with more right after this.
This Saturday night, the party is this Saturday night.
This is Louisiana Red, and I'm celebrating my 16th anniversary on KNON. This Saturday, September the 21st, at the Songs of Herman Hall. Joining me this Saturday night will be my good friend, T.J. Hooker Teller, son of Dallas blues legend Johnny Teller, Lil Jimmy and the Feedback Band, and James Butler.
This Saturday night, we'll have a free fried chicken dinner from Henderson's Chicken.
Doors will open at 7 p.m., music at 8 p.m. This Saturday at the Suns. Tickets are at KNON.org. Bills Records in Dallas are Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie. The Sons of Herman Hall is located at 3414 Elm Street in Dallas.
This Saturday night, T.J. Hooker, Little Jimmy and the Feedback Band, James Butler, and a free chicken dinner at the Sons of Herman Hall.
It's a KNON benefit event sponsored by Beneficial Consultant Services. I'll see you there this Saturday.
Want to find out about upcoming events at KNON? Want to see pictures from past events or need information about the station? Then you need to like the official KNON Facebook page. It's easy to find. Just go to facebook.com/KNON893. It's the KNON 89.3 FM station-produced page for Facebook. It's the easiest way to keep up with what's going on here at KNON. Like us and share with your friends today. That's facebook.com/KNON893. Accept no substitutions.
Lambda Weekly on KNON 89.3 FM.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet, and I am here in the studio with LaRon Landis, the late Patty Fink, and our guest today is Melissa Grove from Legacy Counseling Center. We're talking about Legacy Master Leasing. which is Legacy's new housing program. You know, when I first heard you talk about it, I was thinking, okay, I get that housing's important, despite what I said before the show.
Why would they need a house?
Yeah. You know, you're creating all these new problems for yourself, Melissa. No, I get that. I mean, AIDS Services of Dallas has been providing housing for 30 years now. But what does it have to do with counseling? Because, you know, when you stray too far from what your core mission is, you get mission creep and, you end up imploding. But it really does have everything to do with counseling and with mental health.
Our mission is to provide affordable mental health counseling, substance abuse treatment, and housing to people impacted with HIV and AIDS. Housing is a very serious issue here, and if we needed something to tie it in, Texas is at the bottom of the nation for mental health spending per capita, substance abuse spending per capita, and low-income housing per capita. So if for nothing else, we're united in the fact that Texas is in the worst position of any place in the nation. When you've got Mississippi and Louisiana kicking your butt in those three categories, that tells you how severe the problem is.
We're also last in intelligence around the Capitol.
Well, true. I'm not going to comment on anybody who might be voting on my money someday, so I'm smart enough to say that.
Well, if you've read this week, though, I mean, Governor Goodhair has asked for a block grant in order to, you know, service the Medicaid program, but he wants to do an end run around having to spend it on Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff, the craziness, the aura of crazy around the Capitol.
Yeah.
You know, and this is going completely off topic, but one of the big issues in the gay community over the last couple of weeks has been Texas military forces has refused to register people who are same-sex couples into the DEERS program. DEERS is the federal benefits program. Oklahoma is registering people. Kansas is registering people.
I thought Oklahoma,
Georgia is registering.
Do not.
Right now, yeah.
Okay.
Several other states have decided now to follow Texas's lead because we did such a good job. But here's what the issue is. The issue is that they're registering the partners of heterosexuals who are in the military, in the National Guard. They're not registering the same-sex couples because they're saying, you know, well, that's not our job. They're using our facilities. We can't do these things. And so somebody who is in the National Guard in Austin has to drive 75 miles to Fort Hood, or somebody who's, you know, because the National Guard bases are not in the same cities as the main bases. Texas is doing this to spite its face. The federal government pays the salaries of the National Guard. The federal government pays basically for these bases. The federal government supplies all the equipment. The federal government can decide to take some of this equipment and put it in a sane state.
Mm-hmm. Well, it hurts. It really hurts.
And do you know? Do you know how many
Louisiana are now, ahead of us? In
Texas is facing now a lawsuit that Lambda Legal has picked up. Do you know how many same-sex couples are challenging this, that they're refusing to register? One.
Wow.
Right now.
You know, I think this just highlights the challenge that Legacy has, of course, mm-hmm. is we are here in a very conservative state, mm-hmm. and we are really, you know, I always talk to people about fundraising. We're not raising money for puppy dogs and children. You know, so when we do grants, we have to write a lot of grants. People don't understand the full impact of the work that we do, mm-hmm. and the importance of it. One of the things I like to point out to people is if a person is positive on their medicine and doing everything right, the annual cost is $25,200 a year.
Wow. Per person.
That's for medication, doctor's appointments, lab work, all together. Well, the insurance company could be paying that, which the employer pays, or the government could be paying it if they're on public assistance. So while that sounds expensive, if somebody isn't on medication, isn't dealing with it, and is cycling through the hospital, that can average $250,000 a year.
One emergency room visit is how much?
Well, just being in the hospital can be $6,000 a day.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yes, it's very expensive. So legacy, this is what I call my fiscal argument for legacy. When people are in counseling, they're more likely to be adherent to their medications and their doctor's visits. The more we teach them how to disclose their status to partners, because it is terrifying to tell someone, I'm HIV positive.
And yet it's so essential.
It must be done. Absolutely. But, you know, people say, how could someone sleep with someone and not tell them they're positive? Well, what if there was a phrase I could tell you, if you said it out loud, you would never be loved. You would lose your job, your family would reject you, all your dreams would be shattered. In many people's head, that phrase is, I'm HIV positive.
And so you're saying you could lose your job, even though it's illegal to fire somebody.
It happens all the time.
It happens, especially with think about health care now, how expensive it is to provide health care to your employees.
Mm-hmm.
I know this as an employer myself. Having HIV drives your, it does. There's no getting mm-hmm. around it. So, yes, there is discrimination. So we can help people become strong enough to say that to someone and risk being rejected, risk losing love. I mean, it's scary. Mm-hmm. So if all legacy did in 1 year, if you back to my $25,200 per year, if we assume people live an additional 30 years, that is $796,000 per new infection. So if legacy in the course of a year through our counseling program, out of the 650 clients we serve, if all we did was prevent one new infection, we would have returned 150% of our counseling budget back to the community.
Wow.
That's not even the cost savings on the people mm-hmm. we're serving.
That's massive.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, this is a bang for your buck kind of organization. We leanly operate. Last year, we received a grant through the Meadows Foundation. I had originally asked for $25,000. But we were running into such of a shortfall because of our walk-in clinic has been so successful. They looked at our numbers. They're a very tough foundation. They're very strict. They looked at our numbers. They looked at what we were producing. They looked at our quality. They gave us $100,000.
Wow.
Or save my bacon. Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to do that for me this year, so fundraising is a big concern, so keep us in mind at your end of your giving.
While you're here, just talk about what the walk-in clinic is, because this
yes.
was this was a brilliant idea that you had mm-hmm. last
Thank
year
you,
that almost
David.
Bankrupted
Thank
you.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. That almost
you
bankrupted you.
Ideas.
I do want to... I want to stress that. It almost bankrupted
Well, for
you.
Years it had always bothered me that there's quite an infrastructure you have to go through to get mm-hmm. services. You have to get a referral from a case management agency. To me, I saw this as the emperor's clothes, that it's a huge barrier to care. So finally one day I just said, you know what? We're not going to do that. We'll figure it out. So clients can come between 9 and 4, Monday through Thursday, and 9 and noon on Friday through our walk-in. Just walk in and we can serve them for mental health. Or substance abuse. Now, I highly recommend they call in advance and make an appointment.
Because you might be waiting a little while.
Yeah, generally we've been pretty good about it, honestly, but it is much better if you call mm-hmm. in advance. But you know what's really interesting is even though people can just walk in, our numbers have skyrocketed, quadrupled, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact, since I've announced this. But not a lot of people are walking in. But just knowing we're more accessible... More people are calling and making appointments. So psychologically, people feel like we're more open.
Well,
the truth is, we've always been this open. We'll get you in within 3 days of your initial call.
The idea of you have a walk-in clinic says, oh, if I really need to speak to somebody, I can just call them and they're not going to schedule me for 4 weeks from Thursday.
Oh, yes, and that's a huge barrier to care.
Yeah.
People have to be in a certain level of emotional pain before they come to counseling. If you get through the immediate crisis, you may think, well, I don't need it, when you still need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to get people in and get them engaged in a relationship. So maybe you're shocked from your initial diagnosis and you need to process that, but then maybe you're doing okay. But then you got to tell your mother, and that's another crisis. Then you get fired from your job and you're not sure why. That's another crisis. Then you want to date a new person. So we can be there from the moment you are diagnosed, through any crisis you have, help you when you're sick, and if the worst case scenario in your terminal from your HIV/AIDS, you can come to Legacy Founders Cottage. We'll hold your hand in your final days.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a really beautiful thing about Legacy. We are here to have a lifetime relationship with you in as much or as little as you need us.
And eventually kill you.
David, what I don't it? Know what that's coming
that's
from.
That's super squeaky. I think that's really, really cool to be able to have that kind of non-barrier, because I think a lot of people in that small window of time, maybe at the urging of their loved ones, their friends, the people around them, go get some counseling. Just go for one session. Just check it out. And then they have that one moment. They can access you in that moment and not be bumped back again. You know, it's like, oh, I made the phone call, but they're not going to see me, so now I'm not going to go.
The word I like that you said was window. You have a very brief window of opportunity to engage clients, and being stabilized on your medication, having good mental health, is so key to success with HIV. Surviving HIV is a mental game. And I always tell the story of my friend who, in the early days before medications, got infected and within a year was dead, but not because of the virus. He was so depressed and despondent because there was no medicines and people looked terrible and he was really good looking and vain. He drank and drugged himself to death. Well, 1 year from the day he died, they came out with the first protease inhibitors. Had he kept his head together for 1 year, he would not only be alive today, he'd probably have an undetectable viral load. So this is what legacy can provide, is hope and help to help people. We're not going to enable you. We're going to help you be powerful and strong yourself.
Yeah. You had mentioned earlier about the group of teens, 13, 14-year-olds, getting HIV now. First of all, I wondered, do you even have any patients that young that are with Legacy? And I would think that's a totally different ball game than even a 20-something or 30-something-year-old who found out that they're HIV positive, because it's whereas the 30-year-old, 20-something might think it's a death sentence, a 13 or 14-year-old may not think it's that big a deal at all, because they're like, okay, I have no idea what this is.
The interesting thing about teens is they already know everything. So they don't need counseling because they already know it all.
Right.
But we do have some, you know, we are seeing younger and younger people. It's very hard to get teens interested in counseling because, like I said, they know it all and you can't really tell them anything. But it's good that they know we're there, and we will do that. You know, Legacy's known for bending over backwards, and I'm a big believer in being flexible and using common sense.
Do you know,
that's my thing.
I spoke to a couple of people, and it was in relation to other stories, and they had gone to the Legacy clinic once, right after they were diagnosed, and I said, did you get anything out of it? And they hadn't thought about it, but they said, well, no, I really didn't need it, but, you know, I did. You know what I got out of it? I got out of it that I already knew where to access care. I got out of it that there's somebody there that I can talk to in case I need to later on about something. And, you know, I just realized I'm going to be okay. So it was there just to set the person straight from the beginning.
And my guess is you know some pretty sophisticated folks who have been around the block, if they're anywhere near your age. I'm teasing.
Go, Melissa.
One that I can think of.
He's in his 20s. And
love her.
Yeah.
I like to tease him. But, you know, that is the
Melissa
case.
Melissa and some I, all the time. When
we go back and forth. He teases me all the time. But, you know, some people, yes, it is just a touchstone, a very comforting touchstone. Yeah. And I think that's how Legacy Founders Cottage
but
is
until,
for every positive
I thought
person.
It was interesting. Until I asked him, he didn't even realize that, yes, he had gotten something out of it, because he realized he didn't need it. But he realized
it's there.
Maybe he did.
No, he realized, you know what? We talked. We got all the ducks were in a row. Everything was in order. And I'm okay.
Yeah. And we give people what they need. They may not need weekly therapy forever. They may just need one or two sessions. And, you know, that's really where we're at. We want to help people be connected and feel like they can handle this. And if someone left our place thinking, you know what, I'm going to be okay, then mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's an interesting time in our community this week, and with your events coming up, is that you could really tear your house apart, clean out your pantry, and take over some things and go to the grocery store and pick up some things for the food pantry at the Resource Center. They are in desperate need of stuff in an ongoing way. And as you're cleaning out your house and you say, I don't need that chair anymore, you know, let's give that chair to Legacy, and let's give this all these pots and pans and silverware and, you know, sheets and towels. It's a great way to just do that fall refresh.
Okay, so Legacy has 24 new apartments that they have to furnish next Saturday from 9 to noon. You can bring pillows and sheets and towels and plates and silverware and chairs
and personal hygiene items, toothbrushes, toothpaste, toilet paper, soap, cleaning goods. Yes. Just look around your house. What do you need every day to survive? The apartments are completely empty. We have a double bed, a dresser, a table, two chairs, and a sofa.
So you have those basic pieces of furniture.
The grant covered that part of it.
Okay.
But the other thing I'll say is I would really like to make the 28th powerful so we can get this done, because the faster I get the stuff, the faster we can get all these apartments ready, the less time people are living on the street.
And Legacy is located at 4054 McKinney, which is one block toward downtown on McKinney Avenue.
Yes, it's by the corner of Cole Park. And definitely encourage people to go to legacycounseling.org for a full list of items. Whatever you can do is greatly appreciated. If you just want to show up and help us sort items, we'll accept that too.
Great.
Thanks, Melissa.
That brings us to the end of another Lambda Weekly. I didn't mean to.
No, I was going to try and call you Squeaky Butt again, but we're good.
Oh, okay. We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly next week for the late Patty Fink, for Laron Landis. Melissa, as always, thank you for being here with us, because she was a last minute fill in after three other guests.
Don't say I was a last minute fill.
We love you, Melissa. We love when you come.
You know
we
something, do. Melissa? Boy, did we appreciate having a few guests like that, because you always jump in and you're there for us.
I'm so very passionate about Legacy, and anytime I can talk about it, it's tough to
thank
get
you for
me
coming.
To stop doing it. Thank you.
We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly next week. Mm-hmm.